بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما وارزقنا فهما، آمين يا رب العالمين. In tonight's Tarawih, it mentions the first three quarters of Wama Min Dabbatin, the 12 Juz, and the first half of Wama Ubarri'u Nafsi, the 13th Juz. We discussed the end of Surah Hud and initiate the first three Surah Yusuf as well, and the first three quarters of Surah Ra'ad. In Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions how Hud alayhi salatu wa salam, he preached to his people the Aad to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no other gods beside him. They rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message and they continued to believe in other gods and remained too proud to listen to Allah and His Rasul Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped these disbelievers out by sending the punishment. The Thamud and the time of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam acted selfishly by denying the she camel and to let it feed on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's earth. They killed this she camel, hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment overtook these people too. Coming to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, his people were punished for practicing evil habits. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also pleaded for them to be saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. Lut alayhi salam, he, the Prophet of Allah, asked them to change their ways, but no avail and nothing changed. These people were also blotted and pushed away and destroyed by the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to the people of Sha'ib alayhi salatu wasalam. They were warned against fraud and mischief, but they refused to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Rasul Sha'ib alayhi salam, and they were destroyed. Proud leaders like Fir'aun misled men, and people, they bring ruins unto themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is just, and the penalty and the result of sin is indeed great. Therefore, we should let go evil and serve and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, insha'Allah. Surah Hud is complete. Move on to Surah Yusuf. In Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He deals with the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. He was one of the 12 sons of Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam. The story is called one of the most beautiful stories of the Quran. Many reasons. One is that it is the most detailed story in the Quran. And number two, it is full of ups and downs in human life. Therefore, it has appealed to those people of all classes at all times. Number three, it describes fully with the moral meanings, the different walks of life and people's attitudes and behaviors. For example, Yaqub alayhi salam's old age and the love between him and his young son, the elder brother's jealousy of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, their plot and their father's sorrow, the sale of the father's darling son into slavery for a miserable price. Sexual love is being mentioned. False charges, imprisonment, and interpretation of dreams. Lower life and high life. Innocence raised to honor. And the sweet revenge of forgiveness and kindness. Matters dealing with ruling a country, the contrast and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in spite of reaching a high position in life, and the beauty of piety and taqwa, subhanallah. Life is only as short as a dream, but then can be explained by stories and parables. Whatever Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam saw in his dream angered his 10 brothers. They made secret plans to get rid of him. They sold him as a slave to a merchant for a very small price. The merchant took him to Egypt, where a high court official, Aziz, bought him and adopted him. His wife tried without success to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he refused, she decided to take revenge on him. She was disgraced falsely and sent him to jail. Even there he taught the truth and was known for his kindness. One of his fellow prisoners, whom he had interpreted a dream for, was released and became the king's cupbearer. The king had a dream one day, which Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, through the cupbearer's recommendation, explained. The king wanted to release him, but Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, before his release, made it clear that all gossip against him should be publicly declared. The king was much impressed and made him, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his chief minister. His half-brothers came to Egypt to buy corn, because there was a drought in Canaan where he was initially born. He treated them kindly without knowing his identity. He asked them to bring his full brother, the youngest son, Binyamin. He detained Binyamin by a plan. He then accused his brothers of their hatred and crime against himself. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then revealed his identity to his brothers, forgave them, and sent them to bring the rest of the family to Misr and Egypt. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was united with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam once more and settled in Egypt, Misr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name was glorified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth will last forever, and his purpose will be fully revealed in the hereafter. In Surah Ra'ad, it deals with the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows himself to mankind. In spite of this, why does man not believe? Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals his message through his creation and the fixed Lord ruling the nature. On the earth and in the skies. He has also revealed his messages by revelation. In this world, one can see life and death following each others at all time. In winter, plants and trees seem dead. The coming of spring gives new life and beauty to the vegetation. But the unbelievers ask why they pose this question that when we are dust, shall we actually then be a new creation? Look at the foolishness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. They mock at the idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment had not reached them yet for their wrongdoings. They, subhanallah, want to see the signs of His power rather than His mercy. But they do not realize that these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be seen in thunder and lightning. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower. All creations praise Him. And good will last wherever evil will be destroyed. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to take heed from the lessons that have been mentioned in the Quran. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم.